I'm curious to know, and this is a totally tangent topic that we shouldn't talk about, but I'm just curious, like, when you have, like, an allergy to something as specific as peaches, like, what is it? Like, what is it in a peach?
I'm not exactly sure, and I don't think we haven't really discerned that yet. But, like, just having generic discussions about, oh, yeah, I'm allergic to peaches, just with friends or at the bar or on podcasts and stuff like that. it turns out there's, like, you know, when I talk to people, a lot of people that I come up against or talk to will tell me about different fruit allergies where they're like, oh, yeah, I'm like that with honeydew melons. Or a friend of mine says that he's allergic to melons, cantaloupes, honeydews, that sort of thing that aren't ripe. Like if it's picked a little early and it bites into one that's not quite awesome yet, like it hurts his throat. I've talked to people that have like dark berry allergies, like blackberries, strawberries.
That sounds like something someone that's totally pretentious would say. I can't eat that. It'll hurt my throat.
Yeah, it'll hurt my throat. It's not
right. Well, that's
right.
What the peaches do to me. Like it makes it feel like it's closing up. So it's like scratchy. Like my palate is like...
Yeah,
it feels like there's like pinpricks.
Beers
it's
from
pretty,
Evergreen.
Well, I mean, no, we actually are. We're about to barrel age some beer in cognac barrels with peaches.
Oh, interesting.
That's so terrible. Yeah. Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, I mean, it was a consensus. We all decided it would probably be good. Now, I can't argue. It's going to be good.
He's a man of
You'll
the people,
You'll just never know.
I'll taste a little bit. I mean, I have to. I'm going to put it in there. I got to taste it.
I hope you have an EpiPen on standby.
Oh, yeah. We got a case of them.
A case of them.
Wow.
All right.
I kind of want to try that, though. That sounds awesome.
An EpiPen?
It does.
Well, yeah.
What's next?
A beer fermented with EpiPens. Side note, when you said Bing cherries, I used to love the Angry Beavers as a kid. This needs to be the mascot. His character name was Bing. That's got to be the mascot for it.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
If you ever like bottle it or something, that's your guy.
They probably have to pay for that.
Nickelodeon doesn't remember the Angry Beavers anymore.
I know I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the only person.
Well, you're young.
Am I, though?
You are. Oh, that's right. You're 30 now.
I may be physically younger than you guys, but I feel like I'm 30 going on 100.
His back is like 86 years old.
Yeah.
I have the worst back of any. And I have gout.
And
I have a bad
knee.
See,
drink this. It has cherries in it. You need to drink
a lot
of it.
It's not the right kind of cherries, though.
Wait, what kind of cherries do you need?
Either tart or...
Yahoo cherries. Yahoo
cherries. Black cherries.
Ask Jeeves cherries.
Ask Jeeves cherries. What?
What is happening?
Oh, because Bing. I get it.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Waiting.
I didn't understand the Google part either, but I didn't want to make you feel bad, but now I did. That was actually really funny looking back.
Now it all makes sense. It's so funny when you have to explain your choice.
Yes, right. I do really
the
like this
beer. The best ones come with a pamphlet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You it's don't turn kind of down a Moss of Oktoberfest.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, yeah, Jesus. I'm really excited by this development. We were like, we
this
got these
really
in
awesome.
Randomly, and I was like, wait a minute. We should just do liters.
You should. You really
also, and it didn't help that I literally had just gotten back from Munich. So. We're like, you go to the beer gardens and the beer halls after 5 p.m. for the lagers, they don't serve half liters. You're only on
that's all you get.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Better
I mean, you get a Hefeweizen as a half, but like, lager, dunkel, dark, either the light or the dark, which is all they have. Like,
I'll never forget the first time I was in Germany. I don't even remember who I was with, but somebody tried to order a half liter, and the guy said to him, this is a beer garden, not a kindergarten. And he wouldn't let him get a half liter.
Oh, my God.
I am
going to
use
that
awesome. Always.
Yes.
That is the funniest
and the thickest
thing.
Bavarian accent.
I,
it was awesome.
I think I'm going to have to tell that to, like, our bartenders in case, like, they ever
You guys, you gave us this, so you can have that.
You can have that. There you go.
I'll put it on t-shirts.
All right, sounds good.
That would make a good t-shirt.
That would make a really good t-shirt.
Last year when the Craft Brewers Conference was in town, I loved that we had both German and English brewers in here. We had a bunch of English guys who loved our English mild, the Fowler Jack. They're like, oh, it's really great. We wish it were a little warmer, but we understand you're Americans. And then the brewer at the Polaner Brew Pub in Berlin was a really big fan of our Bock.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Wow.
So, you know, like, having those people come over, like, I was like, all right, we're doing something right here.
And I feel like he's not the kind of guy that would blow smoke up your ass either.
Oh, no, trust me. We all got a very long lecture on brewing technique from that guy after that. He is very big into decoction.
See, you don't need to be the number one Kolsch on Untappd. You have that. I feel like that means way more.
I will
than
treasure
anything.
That memory for many, many years.
Although, if you barrel age your Kolsch and maybe throw some Brett in it, then it'll be number one.
No, what we're going to do at some point is bourbon barrel age and imperial cream ale, because I did that at home.
Interesting.
So 7.2% cream ale aged in bourbon.
That sounds interesting.
I like
corn
the sound
on
of that.
Corn, basically.
Corn on corn. Corn on corn action.
A good way to look at that.
That's corn. What it should be called.
Corn on corn.
It would be number corn one beer. On Untapped, for sure.
Yeah. Corn beer aged with corn whiskey.
Nice.